Please raise your arms if you can. The last row. Anybody here who can't hear me? Okay, good. Thank you very much. Welcome to this wonderful place. It's my first time that I'm attending or that I'm coming to teach a retreat at London Insight. And maybe, like some of you, I was wondering, what is that I'm going into here? And when I arrived with my friend in the car and we drove into the premises, I was pleasantly surprised. It's just like, it feels like a little bit like an enclave of peace in the midst of London. And I hope that this day that we have together unfolds a little bit in that sense, in that way, that we actually meet and we are practicing together, and yet we have the chance to touch into places also internally where we experience that peace, where we experience this feeling of, just arriving where we are and meeting us where we are at this point in time, which actually connects us with the theme of today, which is impermanence and the flow of impermanence. Maybe to start with, like, impermanence, I'm sure, is something we all have experienced, all of us who are here, in different ways. But also to point at that in the Buddhist teachings, impermanence is one of the gates to freedom. Like, that's part of why I have been choosing this theme, because I feel like I'm becoming more and more aware of how important it is to really understand what this is all about, and why the Buddha in his teachings put so much emphasis on really understanding impermanence, understanding the principles of anicca, dukkha, anatta. Impermanence is one of the three principles of life, you could say. It's what we all are connected with, what we all have to understand to coming to where we are. And when I say, like, having to understand, it doesn't mean that I'm coming from a place that says, well, you should be already somewhere else than where you are. We can only start from where we are at this point in time. And that is something very important to keep in mind. Whatever kind of practice we are choosing to do, we have to connect and we have to start from where we find ourselves in. And that, again, connects very much with impermanence, because wherever we are starting from is where we are at this moment in time, and this is changing constantly. One of the big misunderstandings is that we think we have to go, or we have to start from where we are not yet, or we have to arrive at a point where we are not. It's so important to understand that we only can be at this point in time. That the only thing that exists is this present moment. And we only can really deeply connect with ourselves, with the world around us, if we are arriving in ourselves at this present moment in time. Some of you probably know that already if you have established a meditation practice, if you have followed a spiritual path, whether Buddhist or not, doesn't really matter, is that we can only connect from this present moment. If we are trying to hold on to what has been, or longing for what is going to come, we are not really in connection with reality. We are not really in connection with truth, you could say. So in our practice today, I want to encourage you to really look at the change that you experience, to look at the change that is happening directly at this point in time in your experience, and also to connect with the play that it brings. Often in our practice, we can get really over serious, and we are forgetting that actually life is a constant flux, is a constant process. And if we try to fix it in a certain place, if we try to hold on to certain experiences, we are bound to suffer. If we allow ourselves to be flexible, to flow with life, to flow with the experiences, how they come into consciousness, how they are becoming more and more part of the awareness that we develop, we actually can experience that point where we feel like we are in alignment with reality. And you can, it's almost like a physical experience. You feel like you are in the right place at the right point in time. You know, it's like you are connecting with what is. And I really hope that we can, or like all of us can, during this day, for longer or shorter, come into that place. Before I go into more details about it, I think it is important that we actually do have the practice experience. One thing I like to know before I go on with any further explanations is to see how many of you are new to the practice. And by new, I mean practicing meditation or having attended teachings for a year or less. Please raise your hand. And don't feel shy. There are probably quite a few people here. That's perfectly all right. Okay, good. I will give meditation guidance in right now, very soon, in the first sitting. But what is really important is, before we go into that, to make sure, like with the sitting practice, that you have the instructions you need. I think most of you are sitting on a chair, and to start with, that is actually quite a good idea, especially if you are not used to sit on the floor. If you're sitting on the chair, it is very important that your feet are parallel in front of you and not too far apart. They are just kind of resting in front of you, yeah. And really parallel next to each other. Just have a look that they are really not too far apart and resting parallel in front of your body. When you're sitting on the chair, the hand can rest in your laps, palms up or down, and you also can fold the hands, the palms of the hand in on top of each other. Yeah? But in a really relaxed way. So don't feel like you have to sit like this or that. Just really the palms resting very relaxed on top of each other or on the sides like this. Another important part, and that is more important than the rest, what I said so far, is that your spine is straight and upright. So when you're sitting on the chair, don't just kind of disappear into it. I mean, the chairs here are not made like this, but still, if you're sitting on the chair, make sure your back and your spine is upright without being rigid. Yeah? Another important point. We want to find the balance between relaxation and uprightness in that. So, upright but not rigid. Then the head should be in line with the spine. To find out that the head is really in that position, just bend your head a little bit forward and notice how that feels like. When you do that, you feel the weight of your head pulling down towards the ground. So bring the head into a position where there is almost no weight. And that means you tuck your chin a little bit in and you let or allow the head just to rest in that position. When you notice during the sitting that you start nodding or your body starts moving forward, that's a sign that the head is not in line anymore. And we try to avoid that. We try for that not to happen, because when that is happening, it's a cut off of the energy flow through the body. In order for the meditation practice to work really well, the energy has to flow. If we are cutting it off, whether on the point of the solar plexus or the neck, then it can't work really well. So we want to try to avoid that. That's why it is important that the spine is upright and the head is in line with the spine. For, like many of you probably, like myself, meditate most of the times with the eyes closed. If you prefer not to do that, that's perfectly fine. But when you keep your eyes open, allow the gaze just to fall in front of you onto the ground. It's important not to kind of, while you're meditating, to gaze around, because that will distract you. I mean, we are experiencing the world through our senses. So, and the sense of seeing is one of the strong ones. So when we see something, immediately thoughts will come in. So if we relax the gaze and allow it just to fall in front of us, there's not much interesting happening there, most likely. Just if you want to keep your eyes open, do it in that way. And some of you, if you are new, you might feel more comfortable, especially in the beginning, to have the eyes open. You might feel more safe or whatever. I think that is all to begin with. Are there any questions right now from the people who are new to this? Okay, then let's just start.